I created a plan for this series that we find ourselves in the midst of. This is week 6 of 7 in which we're talking about how Luke embraced the outsiders. Although on that little bookmark you have, it says it's the outcasts. So somebody asked me, which is it, Phil? Is it the outcasts or the outsiders? And I thought, well, I guess it's both. Outcasts are always outsiders. I'm not sure that outsiders are always outcasts. But the purpose of this particular series was to help us begin to think of ourselves as being those who are sometimes outside of the in-group and being welcomed in by God's love and grace. So the synopsis for this particular day goes like this. Jesus told them, whatever house you enter, first say, peace to this house. That's what you always say, right? Go in the door and you say, peace to this house. And if there is anyone who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. The traveler is always an outsider, visiting new places, adjusting to customs and cultures outside their own experience. Jesus warns the disciples that not everyone will welcome them on their journey. We too will experience rejection on our journey as those who yearn to live in the ways of Jesus. Jesus wants us to make the most of places we are welcome and not worry so much about the places that people run us away. It is in the places of welcome where an outsider becomes an insider. What discipleship is needed from you to find such places and help create them for others? So, as I thought about being a traveler, now I'm back on it, I went back and looked at my diary from a trip I took to India in 2012, and I remembered how if this room were a train station, the Queen Victoria train station in Mumbai, and it were around 1 o'clock in the morning, there would be no benches and no seats, just bare, hard floor. And because of the time of the day, that floor all over this huge train station would be loaded with people lying on the floor, sometimes on a shawl like this. This is a very common shawl from India. Sometimes people lay on newsprint. Sometimes they lay on just the old floor and they take their sandals and use that for a pillow, stepping over sleeping bodies. In Queen Victoria Station is what I experienced as a traveler. And I looked around, and lo and behold, there was not another Caucasian colored person in the place. Not one. I was a white person in a sea of people with great varieties of different colored skin than mine. Was very beautiful, and I felt very much the outsider. So when Luke is talking to us about being on the outside as travelers, he's talking to us about being those who somehow find our way to be welcomed into the midst of it. Now Daniel Plassman says, what is it that we are supposed to do with this maybe he does. What is it that we're supposed to do as travelers just now? What is it that we are supposed to be about in a place where the world's needs are many, but the workers are few? In a place where we're supposed to go and travel light, easy, unburdened. I had a nursing colleague in hospice by the name of Kitty Smith, who said that she believed that whatever it was that she went into a hospital room or into somebody's home, that she was, for that moment, the light to that person. And the only way she knew to be that light was to literally take off her backpack. Take off her backpack of stuff. The grocery list, the aches and pains in her leg, the worry about her relationship with that one who was closest to her, the challenges of children who were going other ways than she would have them go, to take that backpack off and set it at the door, realizing she could pick it up again immediately when she whacked back out, but that what she needed to do was to be unloaded in order to be present. So Jesus tells us, as he told those 70 to travel lightly. Dan Plassman says, if I were to give a report of what I've done, this is kind of how it might be. The choir sang to us about the fact that Jesus healed the sick and raised the dead. Listen to Dan Plassman in his book, which is a daily reflection on the Gospel of Luke. This is where he's talking about those folks coming back, the 70 that Jesus sent out, coming back and giving Jesus their report of what they've done in his behalf. And this is what Dan says. During my 3 decades of parish ministry, I often imagine standing before Jesus to share monthly highlights of my ministerial activities. Here's one such report. The council gets a report from me that's usually a report with a bunch of pictures on it. I don't know that my reports are ever quite like this, but I offer this as an example that Dan Shett says about how it is that we are to be engaged in the world as we are. Yes, Jesus, it's good to be with you again. As you know, we observed Holy Week and Easter. I wrote 5 liturgies and prepared 5 sermons. I attended the meeting of the church board. We narrowly managed a quorum. People are busy. I met with the property, Christian education, missions, and worship committees. As an elder, I served communion to 3 homebound members. I guided the repairman into the bowels of the heating system. I made 5 hospital calls. Excuse me? No, I wasn't able to cure anyone. I conducted the funeral of Glenn. As you know, he died of cancer at 42. The sanctuary was packed. No, I wasn't able to raise him from the dead. I counseled Lois. She's chronically depressed. I called the lawn care service and got them to stop cutting the grass on Sunday mornings. I started a Saturday morning Bible study for anyone interested. 3 folks showed up. I'm hopeful. Oh, and I bowled in the church league on the first Saturday night of the month. Excuse me? My best game was 185. What is it that your report would be about traveling to places where your light, your love, your presence is most needed? There's a woman who says that the character, a UCC preacher woman, the character of our nation will not be so much decided by the outcome of the elections on Tuesday of this week, but by the compassion, the heart, the commitment to justice that we engage in on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and beyond. May we be God's light as travelers in this journey. Amen.